Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park and coming to you with six good questions. Let's get right to them. Question number one comes from Robert in Irvine, California. Do you think some positions are easier than others for rookies to master? If so, is running back one of the easier ones? Yeah, I do think that all positions are hard to master, but some may be easier than others. I would not pinpoint running back as an easy one, though. It's actually more difficult than most, especially in a North Turner offense. Coach Turner loves to use running backs in the passing game as well as the running game, and he doesn't just use them as receivers, he uses them as pass protectors as well. So to play running back for a North Turner offense, you gotta have your head in the game. It's not an easy thing to do, but the Vikings have a bunch of good ones, and I think Coach Turner is gonna love them. Our next question comes from Zach in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, home of the Vikings. Norv Turner had a lot of success with LaDainian Tomlinson. Can we expect to get an even larger performance from AP this season? Well, I don't know. It's going to be pretty difficult for AP to perform more than he already has. We've already gotten a lot out of him. But you're right, Norv Turner did have a lot of success with LaDainian Tomlinson, and he's had a lot of success with a lot of running backs in the NFL, including Emmitt Smith with the Dallas Cowboys. Five running backs have led the NFL in rushing in a Norv Turner offense, and 15 times a Norv Turner running back has rushed for 1,000 yards in a season. So, obviously, Coach Turner knows how to get production out of the running back, and that will be no different now that he's working with Adrian Peterson. I think Adrian is sitting on a big season. Our next question comes from Pat. Zach Line, Toby Gerhart's replacement? Maybe I just see it as they resemble each other physically, but I think this could be a good story. Yes, it could be a great story, but Zach Line will not be the only candidate trying to back up Adrian Peterson. You have Matt Asiata, you have Joe Banyard, how about Jerick McKinnon? There's lots of names on the depth chart for the Vikings coaches to consider, but Zach Line is one of them. He has versatility on his side. He has the body to be a lead blocker. He also has the shiftiness to be a running back. He displayed those skills in college, and he's also a great special teams player for the Vikings. So Zach Line, a versatile guy, and that's going to give him a good shot to make the team. Our next question comes from Michael in Plymouth. What are your thoughts on moving Gerald Hodges to safety? He has the speed to cover and hits like a ton of bricks. He does have that skill set. He actually played safety for Penn State. He's playing linebacker now for us. I like the idea. The outside-the-box thinking is pretty good, but the Vikings aggressively addressed the defensive backfield this offseason in both the draft and free agency. They added three guys in the draft alone. They signed Captain Munnerlin. Robert Blanton's developing as a safety. Jamarcus Sanford returns. Mistrell Raymond. So I think we're pretty good at safety. The competition level is going to be good there. I think Gerald Hodges is coming into his own as a linebacker, and I expect he'll stay there and compete for time on the outside in one of those two outside linebacker positions, as well as be a mainstay on special teams where he performed so well last year. Our next question comes from Don in Daytona Beach, Florida. Do you think our new additions to the secondary will complement Harrison Smith and ultimately make us a better pass defense? There's no doubt in my mind the Vikings pass defense will be better in 2014 than it was in 2013. A big reason for that, aside from the additions the Vikings have made in terms of players, is the addition of our new head coach, Mike Zimmer. He knows how to defend the pass. He's a 30-plus year coaching veteran. He's had a ton of defenses rank in the top 10, a ton in the top 5, and he's very good against the pass. I think he's going to be able to improve the Vikings' pass defense by generating more pressure on the quarterback with quarterback sacks and with blitzes, but also with improved play from the secondary guys. Xavier Rhodes going into his second year. That's going to be a big deal for the Vikings. Captain Munnerlin comes aboard. Harrison Smith coming back from injury. The Vikings have talent in the secondary. They have a great coaching staff to help coach those guys up, and I expect big improvement from the pass defense this season. Our last question comes from DJ. With veteran players such as Asante Samuel and Ed Reed available, wouldn't the Vikings benefit from having their veteran presence on the field? I do think the Vikings or any team could benefit from those guys because of their veteran presence and their ability, but the Vikings also have a lot of young players on their roster that they want to develop, and adding those veterans could take away from some of the reps the young players get. On top of that, we have good veteran leadership in our secondary with Jamarcus Sanford and with Harrison Smith, just to name two, not to mention Captain Munnerlin, who comes from Carolina and has been in the league for 5 seasons. So I think the Vikings are set when it comes to leadership on defense and in the secondary. So while you could use Asante Samuel, a veteran like that, I think the Vikings are good right where they are. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but mini camp is next week, so we expect you to send your questions in to the email address at the bottom of this screen so we can come to you next week with another edition of the Pick Six.